The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, and an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let this house be broken into. You also must be prepared for an hour you do not expect. The sun will come, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who is ignorant of his master's will be acted in a way deserving of a severe beating. It shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Jesus begins this gospel with one of the most important lines that our hearts need to hear. He says, "Do not be afraid." The gospel of Jesus is a continuous lesson on how to be courageous and ready to proclaim the name of Jesus. Our hearts will only find rest and peace when we believe this truth, that Jesus is victorious. Jesus saves our souls. Jesus is with us always, even to the end of time. Do not be afraid. Trust in the treasure that Jesus has given to us in the world. And that treasure is himself and his church. The treasure is the church and what is within the church, his church, namely the sacraments and the sacramental life. This year of Jubilee that Pope Francis began is also a year dedicated to the hope we find within the church, within the sacramental life of the church, and in our love and relationship with the Lord. Do you live in a fear? Do you live with sin and doubt? Do you feel you need something to change in your life and are not sure where to go or what to do? Don't be afraid. Jesus invites us in many ways to love, receive his love and mercy. Come to Jesus. Come to the Lord in confession. Come to Jesus in adoration. Come to Jesus. Now, I found this interesting testimony on the power of being in front of Jesus in adoration when we go to the Blessed Sacrament. This time with Jesus changes lives. Maybe you've experienced it yourself. But for over 20 years now, we've had perpetual adoration at our parish. Lives have changed, literally, right over there, because of the power of the love of Christ. This person said in a testimony, "While I am at adoration and praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I often think about how radically different and mysterious our faith truly is. Adoration is one of those spaces in which I love to experience Christ's love. While at adoration, I take on the image of being before Christ at one of his many teachings expressed in the Bible, sitting before him and experiencing his words and his love, and truly being able to experience the truth he is expressing, being in the real presence of Christ in that way expresses the closeness that God desires to have with us." Being in the real presence of Christ expresses the closeness that God desires to have with us. It's not just us who desire to be close to God. God desires to be close to you. The Lord is calling us to be wise and prudent servants, always ready to receive from the great treasure of grace and mercy offered in the sacraments of the church, offered to us from the cross, offered to us from the divine mercy of Jesus. Jesus is not here to preach an advertisement. Jesus doesn't hope we will be sold. It's not the fancy words. It's Jesus himself that brings us in. There is nothing for sale here. He is here with a free offer of heaven. We do have, of course, to offer our lives to the Lord. We must give the Lord everything. He says, "Follow me and you will have life." And that is not an easy path. Following Jesus is not about comfort. Following Jesus is about the cross. And that is what we must proclaim to the world. Proclaim the cross. Proclaim the truth of Jesus and his church. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Jesus entrusts us with the obligation to proclaim the gospel. People need to hear it today more than ever. The truth of Jesus. But he is always with us in this work as disciples. We don't do it alone. With Jesus at Mass, with Jesus in adoration, with Jesus, we find the equipment, the ability, the words, the courage to go and make disciples of the world. Here's another small testimony from someone who talks about their love for the Mass and adoration. They say, "I love going to Mass because Jesus continually offers himself to us, giving us opportunities to adore him and spend quality time with him. I've dubbed adoration as an encounter with the infinite. This is an exchange of love between his pure love for me and my tiny, imperfect love for him. An encounter with the infinite." Don't be afraid to encounter the infinite, the divine love, the power of Jesus. Don't be afraid to walk the way of the saints of the church, of our church. Don't be afraid to proclaim the love of God. Be ready and willing to bring as many souls as you can to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.